Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're listening to The Morning Show on Spirit Radio. Well, one of the things that I got to enjoy over the bank holiday weekend as I was down in Wexford was, I know, one of my next guest's most favourite things, which was Wexford strawberries. There is absolutely nothing like them, with a bit of fresh cream. And look, we have so many fantastic local fresh ingredients. We're going to be talking about that today and hearing about all what's going on in 1826 Adair from Chef Wade Murphy, who joins me on the line now. Good morning, Wade. How are you?
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
Well, chef and now new dad. Congratulations to
yeah,
you.
Yeah. World has been turned upside down, but it's all great, thank God, yeah. Our baby, Rian, is a week old today, so, yeah.
Wow. And Lane doing well?
Yeah, all the boats doing great now, yeah. We got home on Sunday, and it's great to have them home and trying to get them settled in and but it's lucky that it was closed on Monday and Tuesday, so I got to spend the last 2 days fussing about and helping Elaine and make sure she rests. And I did all washing and cooking and all that kind of stuff. So,
there's probably not much paternity leave for a busy chef.
No, not really. But in fairness, the guys here in the restaurant have really, really stepped up to the mark and really helping out. And so I'm in here early this morning getting a few things done. And then when the guys come in, I'll have kind of a handover with them and I'll go home for a little while and bring them for a walk and see if Elaine needs anything in the shop and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's all good. Thank God.
Oh, well, congratulations to you and Elaine. And I saw a beautiful picture of your son, Rian, on Twitter. He's absolutely gorgeous, really just beautiful.
Oh, thanks very much.
And as the mum of a 15-month-old boy, I can tell you they are the business. It's great. You've got a fantastic road ahead of you, Wade, with Rian.
Yeah.
So listen, moving on now to some of the other goings on in your life. Recently, chefs voted for their favourite Irish ingredients in the Eurotoke Food Awards. What were some of the winners?
Yeah, it was really, really good. Now, unfortunately, I wasn't able to go to the event itself. I'd normally there, but it was on up in Ashford Castle, between the lodge at Ashford and the castle itself. So some great, every year Eurotalks gives out awards to suppliers that all the members nominate all around the country, and anybody that follows a good, ethos and stuff like that and produces a good product gets the awards. And it's very prestigious, and it's great for the producers themselves, you know, to actually get recognition for all their hard work. You know, they see it going out and they see restaurants and chefs buying it, but just to get a little plaque and a little pat on the back, it's great for them and a big G up. There's some good, really good worthy winners, like, and funny enough, like, I use about four of the producers here in the restaurant, but Duncastle oysters from Connemara, around Killary, a fantastic product actually that Nathan Outlaw uses in his restaurants as well, and we have them on the menu here. Ballymakenny potatoes, which are great producers who are actually doing lots of different things, not just potatoes, but they're making purple sprout and broccoli, producing things like that. And then the legendary Sally Barnes, who produces her smoked and cured fishes and stuff like that down in West Cork. So, and that's just a few of them now off the top of my head, but great worthy suppliers.
There's so many to choose from, isn't there, Wade? Have you any particular favourites?
Oh, look, I've so many. There's so many great producers out there. You know, I'm not one of these chefs that says everything has to come within a 20, 30-mile radius or anything like that. If you want to do that, I'm not knocking it, but you know, we're an island 300 miles by 500 miles or whatever it is. So what's really local? I just love using Irish produce, and it's as simple as that, you know. Like those Duncastle oysters, they're really tasty. I sent the guy, John, up to the manor to meet Mike Tweedy, who's the chef in the Oak Room, and he opened an oyster and gave it to him. And now they're on the menu, you know. Mike loved them so much as well. So just things like that. I love anybody that puts their heart and soul into a product. We always had great produce in Ireland over the years, but you know, we've got a huge bank of talented chefs now in this country that are actually doing the produce good justice, you know.
Wade, in terms of what's in season at this time of year, what you like to cook? Because my husband, it does the food shopping, and you know, I got the hint last weekend when he came home with some lovely fresh rhubarb. Hint, go make a crumble.
Go make Wade's crumble mix again.
Exactly, yes, with the lovely almond or was it hazelnut in the topping?
Yeah. Well, listen, now June you just got a whole glut of produce. You know, I said last time, like April, May, you're just at the end of the winter season and it's quite barren and your new stuff hasn't come in. Whereas now it's like, it's fantastic. You know, you just mentioned there, you know, you have rhubarb, you got berries, you got peaches, you got strawberries, you know, just on the fruit side of things, on the veg side of things, you've great Irish asparagus out there now, artichokes, broad beans, broccoli, potatoes, you know, peas, runner beans, all the spinach and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, you've got your nice lamb at the moment and stuff like that. And then with fish, which is one of my favourite things to cook, you know, you've got, it's this time of year where you get great things like coley, cod, haddock, halibut, Irish longestines or Dublin Bay prawns, plaice, scallops, sea bream, sea trout.
Hard to choose, there's so much.
Yeah. It's hard to just write one menu and the guys here are like going, no, don't change it again now, Wade. We'll just do this for you.
But listen, I know we've chatted about before your love of Wexford strawberries, but you're growing your own at the moment.
Yeah, last year, actually. I started it last year. We were down visiting my folks in Gorey, my family and stuff like that. And we drove by a berry farm just outside my hometown and they had these troughs of strawberry plants. I was like, I'm bringing Wexford strawberries to Limerick. So we grew them last year. We got a good few. Now, not enough to run the restaurant, but you could do a dish maybe for a night with what we... But we got a good few off of them last year. And now that they're absolutely blooming today. Like, I was just out there watering them this morning and checking them. I have a little net over them to stop the birds getting at them. But it's like four times the amount of strawberries I got last year. So it's
doing
brilliant.
Well.
Yeah.
Doing well.
Yeah.
And is it
a little bit
tough?
Of tomato food in the the water is a good hint to get them going well. Whenever you water them, once or twice a week, just put a little bit of tomato food. You can buy it in any of the garden centres, and just put a couple of drops of that in there when you're watering your berries.
And what would you give us a kind of a hint, Wade, of what you could serve some of those strawberries with?
Strawberries? Oh, wow, there's so many different ways of doing it. But I like doing them. What we had on here at the weekend, we had some extra strawberries. I did them over in a glass. It's almost like a panna cotta, but we don't turn it out. We let it, like, so it's like a cream, set cream that we infuse with elderflower, which is perfectly in season now. Elderflower, we make our own elderflower cordial. So a little bit of elderflower cordial, a little bit of citrus zest and juice, cream, some gelatin. Let that set in a glass and then take your strawberries, halve them or quarter them, depending on what size. And about an hour before you serve them and your cream is set and everything like that, toss them in a little bit of mint, a little bit of lemon juice and a little bit of sugar and just let them marinate and you'll see all the juices coming out and your strawberries just change a little colour. But leave them at room temperature. I hate fruit being served from the fridge. I really, it's a pet peeve of mine. Like, I remember, and you know how passionate I am about Wexford strawberries, but to me, I have a memory of picking strawberries in a field as a young fella for pocket money and picking them in the middle of the day on a sunny day. And you're eating the strawberries and they're warm and they're juicy. Whereas if they're just straight from the fridge, you're not allowing the juices to flow. And so room temperature fruit always is a thing with me. It's a little tip I always say.
There you go. Very interesting, because a lot of us probably would just take them straight out of the fridge. I know there's probably lots going on in 1826 Adair over the coming months, but give us just a taste of one of your favourites on the menu at the moment, Wade.
Oh, there's so much. You know, we're just going through a few changes on the menu at the moment. And, you know, I still like my slow-cooked meats and stuff like that. So we've a lovely piece of rump of lamb that we have on at the moment that we serve with like three other pieces of lamb. Like, we slowly braise the shoulder and then we cook the breast of lamb and we cut it into like, it's almost like a little piece of pork belly. So we do that with like peas, broad beans, and it's kind of similar to what I did on Nevin's show there. When it came out a while back. So it's like peas, broad beans, asparagus, and like a salsa verde, which is mint and parsley and everything. Lamb goes really well with all green things, so it's perfect this time of year, you know.
Absolutely sounds delicious. You always leave me hungry. Wade, well, listen, thanks so much for joining us, especially with just a little Baba just a week old. And I'm sure you'll be keeping Elaine well fed and watered. That's one of the key things at this time.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I'll do my best. And great to talk to you as usual. Take care, guys.
Thanks a million, Wade. That was Chef Wade Murphy, co-owner and head chef at restaurant 1826 Adair. And you can find out more at 1826adair.ie. Also, you can follow him on Twitter. Very entertaining altogether, at Chef Wade Murphy.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.